And we're live.
What's up? Welcome to the Buff Boys Podcast. Matt Maron, Joe Gorman, our guests today. Fuck, I always forget to ask people the name of their show before we go on. I've been on your show. Have we? Have I been? All right.
No, you never been on.
I haven't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you never will now.
What's the name of the show?
Morning Good.
Morning Good Podcast. Michael Good is here.
Thank you. Dude, I'll have the same thing. I'll be staring at somebody when I'm introducing the podcast. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know this fucker. But it'll be somebody
yeah.
I know.
Exactly,
like,
yeah.
I don't know your name right now.
Just, you know him. You love him.
Yeah,
Michael
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all you
yeah. Dude, the worst is I remember I had to bring up an Indian guy at a show one
Yikes,
time.
Yikes, dude. Yeah. Scary. You've known this guy yeah. from customer support, you know. He's a big fan in the snake charmer community. He's done cobras. He's done diamondbacks. Ladies and gentlemen, Raj Patel. Was that his name?
Something like that.
Yeah, dude, but I had a 76% chance of being right, dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it was so funny, too, because I practiced his name so much before, and I was like, all right, I'm going to fucking nail this. Yeah. And it's the first comic, so, you do a whole set, and I think I ate it my whole first set, and then I was like, okay, now time to remember an Indian guy's name. And then I was looking at him, and I wasn't even close, so I brought up another comedian. I brought up Malia Simon, because she was in the
nice,
room.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, nice, Malia Simon, and I was like, oh, dude, I thought you, left the venue. Yeah. I completely lied yeah. to his face.
And, when you bring up Malia Simon, you can say her credit is this comic has her number one crush, Matt Maron.
Yeah.
Because everyone knows that credit, dude. You're not going to blank on that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It would have been funny if you were like, your first comic is Malia Simon.
Yeah.
Every time I'm hosting, I always write the first comic's name on my hand because there's just no way I'm gonna, unless it's a really good friend of mine,
it's so
like
hard to
unless
remember,
I'm
yeah.
gonna bring up you or Matt or somebody I've talked with regularly,
yeah, yeah,
I'm gonna forget your fucking name if it's the first time I'm meeting you.
Totally.
I have to write that name on my hand, dude.
Yeah, especially if it's yeah. a different language.
Yeah. Oh my yeah. god, forget about it, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, and if they're the first comic and then they also have a ton of credits, look how Matt reacts to the smallest little
I'm
cat.
Allergic.
Oh, really?
That's I'm a big tough guy, but he's I'm a fucking cat, dude.
Wait, you're taking Claritin works for other allergies?
It works for everything, dude. Yeah.
I didn't know that's how that worked. I thought it yeah. was only seasonal allergies.
Nah, man, it's all the same yeah. shit. All that yeah. all that crap's floating around. Mm. Bubs is extra affectionate and it terrifies Matt to his core.
Yes. So if you're allergic to latex, you take Claritin, will it help you not be
yeah.
allergic to
latex? Well, no one's actually yeah. allergic to latex, yeah. dude. That's yeah. the oldest trick in the book.
Oh yeah. my god.
The old I'm allergic to latex.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah, yeah.
it's actually dangerous for me to fucking pull out.
On.
Yeah.
yeah. It actually hurts.
Yeah.
It hurts to pull out.
I've been not using condoms too much recently. Yeah. And it is it's very funny because I used to give yeah. people so much I'm kind of a hypocrite. I'll give people shit for stuff, and yeah. then I'm in the situation, and then I'm like, okay, well,
You know that old urban legend that you can't get pregnant if you do it in the swimming pool?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
How disgusting would hotel swimming pools be in that case,
oh,
right?
That was true, dude. Oh, everybody yeah. would just be in there.
That's why people would go to, the hotel swimming pools, right? Yeah. yeah. Meet me at the pool in 10 minutes. I'm so yeah. horny, you yeah. know?
Like, I raw dogged two girls, and I literally was like, well, I went to high school with them, so there's no way they would have it. I'm like, that's not logical at all.
We're from the same hometown. Yeah. Never.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, this doesn't make any. Why would I believe that?
Yeah, yeah. Nice, dude. That's yeah. the way to do it, man.
Yeah. Let's start off. Let's talk about how has your day been so far, Michael?
It's been. I'm very hungover and just massive amounts of diarrhea.
Nice, dude. What'd you? Where were you partying last night?
Dude, I went to Brooklyn or Union Pool over there.
Oh, mercy.
Yeah.
What
yeah,
were
yeah.
you doing over there?
Dude, I met this girl on, you know what Field is?
Ooh,
yeah.
that's gay dating app, right? For trans women?
Yeah. I mean, they're on
right?
there.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
on there.
Yikes, they're everywhere now, dude.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
in our schools. How scary is that, huh? Yikes, our churches, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Terrifying.
Yeah, no, and...
So you're on Field.
Yeah,
that's where you field, women.
Yes,
is that where
yes.
they have to vie for you?
What's up?
Is that where they vie and compete for you?
No, isn't yeah. it just basically it's sex parties and
it's just
yeah.
you
Michael Good. No, tell me this is not the case.
No, it is. I'm a complete sexual deviant.
Are you really?
Yeah. yeah, yeah.
How is that?
It's weird. So I was in a 7-year relationship. So
Michael Good time.
Wow.
But
7-year relationship.
Yeah, that I got out and I was just and I got I went through a dominatrix two. I shouldn't say how soon it was.
Okay, well, 2 hours afterwards. Yeah.
Right when I got out of the relationship. Yeah, and yeah. that, by the way, that was one of the worst experiences of my life.
Being the relationship or the
dominatrix?
BDSM.
Yeah. Oh. It's so funny that no matter what, I'm like, I just need a lady to be mean to me. I'm yeah. Either whether I pay for it or not.
Or, yeah.
But
so you, what was the thought process? You're like, I just need to do something crazy after a breakup.
Yeah, and it was like a 60-year-old woman, and it was so funny.
A 60-year-old dominatrix.
Yeah.
Damn, that's so unfortunate, dude. She doesn't want to be in the game at that point.
Yeah, well, I thought, I was like, you must be busy all week, and she's like, no, I'm lucky if I get like a couple clients a month, and I was like, oh shit, you were on
that's
your way
not
out.
A great sign.
Yeah.
No, that's got to be like a side hustle for her.
Oh yeah.
There's
yeah.
no way, dude. She's got like. Probably just like her husband's like fucking like inheritance and stuff. Like he died or some shit, you know. And
yeah,
she's collecting
yeah.
like.
Well, she's like working as like an elementary school principal and doing dominatrix work on the side.
That's
that would make
sick,
me so
dude.
Much harder.
Well, isn't that like cool? Like what a weird little Puritan world America is, where you know there's like what truly is the shame in that? You know, you went and saw a dominatrix. Like it's your kink. Everyone was like consenting to it.
Yeah,
but even
yeah.
still, like, there's that twinge of, like, ooh, I shouldn't be, should I really say this? And it's like, who cares, right? You know, but it's because, yeah. like, in America, we somehow believe it's like, oh, it's actually wrong to have any kind of fun.
Yeah. Well, it's like, and that's what, dude, the post nut clarity. Mm-hmm. Do you mind if I tell the story a little bit?
Of course.
Yeah.
Please.
So what happened was, I was talking to some girl online, and I was like, she wasn't answering me back. So I was like, you know what? So first of all, my parents visited when I was going through my breakup, and they were like, you know what? We're going to get an extra night at the hotel because I gave my ex my apartment or our apartment. And so I was like couch surfing. So my parents were like, we'll pay for one night for you to have a hotel room. And I was like, all right, well, I'm going to get a dominatrix. And
get a room.
In a hotel room paid by my
Hell
parents,
yeah.
dude.
That's what you do, dude. Hey, you know what? Just add this to room 317.
Yeah. And dude, what happened was like, I was looking through, I just first page of Google, mm-hmm. like the cheapest one was the older lady. And I was of like, it also was like more like depraved in my mind. I'm like, yeah, I want someone.
An old lady. I want somebody that's seen some wars.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but jerk me off and tell me what Ronald Reagan was like on television. That's awesome, dude. There's like, it's like a little taboo-ish.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. I was like, this is so far from being in a relationship. Yeah. This is exactly what I want.
Yeah.
And
I don't have to worry about her getting attached.
Yeah. And she like she gave me like a list of things. I was like, all right, so you'll be like the. She gave me like a list of role plays. I was like, okay, be like a babysitter who's like punishing me or whatever.
Nice.
And
damn, dude, I'm getting fucking some Michael Wood right now. Yeah. Hearing this fucking story, dude.
Yeah.
Damn, I was hoping like you would be like, now I'm like the toddler with a dirty diaper.
Yeah. But it gets pretty nasty.
And then you shit on her.
Yeah. And she like it was funny too because I was like she asked what kind of clothes you want to wear. I'm like, please just wear normal clothes. I can't have you walk through the lobby of this hotel just like an all leather costume.
Why not, dude?
I don't know.
What if she wore like, what if she was like a superhero and she wore like that BDSM outfit underneath like a trench coat, right? And she's like, this looks like a job for old whore.
Yeah.
And then she takes it off.
Comes out dressed like Carmen Sandiego.
Yeah. And she, but it's funny too, because she's like, I have capris. I'm like, oh, that's perfect. That's very like mom, you know, like very like soccer mommy.
Ooh, nice, dude. Damn, you got like this whole like fucking fantasy of
like
suburban mommy or even grandmommy at
that
point.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm just on my phone like, yeah, we're the fucking capris and some tennis shoes. And then it was so funny too, because like what happens is like, she puts me over her lap and starts spanking me.
Nice.
And then she says this thing where she goes,
you've been Michael bad today.
She knows my whole.
Nice, dude.
The last four episodes of the podcast were garbage. and then she said the funniest thing. She goes, do you know why you're in trouble? I was like, no, why am I in trouble? She goes, and she can't.
She didn't think of the scenario.
No, she couldn't role play at all. And now she was like, eventually she's like, I heard you were bad to the last babysitter. And I was like, yeah, she caught me masturbating. And she goes, oh, you should never expose yourself to somebody. That's a sex crime. And I was like, oh, she walked in on me. Just to like, you know, make it like sort of the scenario.
Yeah.
And she goes, well, that's not technically illegal. And I'm like,
you're getting into like schematics.
Maybe
shit,
I shouldn't
dude.
Be spanking you right now. I don't think you did anything wrong.
Yeah, and she's just thinking. I'm like, this is horrendous.
You just exonerated yourself.
Yeah. And then she fucking, and then we eventually figure it out. She goes, like, we do like a bath, and she goes to jerk me off in the bath. And she says the wildest thing. She goes, now I'm going to molest you. And I was like, no. I was like, first off, I was like, nobody says that in porn, and nobody would say that even molesting somebody. Why would you be like, this is against the law? Like,
nice, dude.
Yeah.
Time to break the law.
But you're then, like, be it was scarred like, for life.
But like, I'm sure like a lot of like those guys she dealt with have had like those like molestation fantasies.
Oh, totally.
Where they got like molested by a babysitter, and they're like, but someday I'm going to get some old bitch to jerk me off, and that's how I will.
Get, yeah, so,
like, that's how I will circumvent therapy.
Yeah. I'll get around it that way.
Maybe you should just go to therapy, dude.
Yeah.
It's all good, though. Yeah. No shame in that, dude.
But then
that's cool.
The post nut clarity is wild, though, because you're just looking in the mirror and you're just like, who the fuck am I? I was like, I was in a relationship like a week ago. Mm. Now this is happening. And
so, did all that help you get over your ex?
No, that immediately I was like, fuck, I made a huge, what is my life right now?
Yeah, there's no coming, we were like, there's no coming back from this.
Yeah, I can't put the comeback in my balls. Yeah, yeah, it's impossible.
I participated in sex work. I am a John.
Yeah.
Now and forevermore.
Yeah.
That's cool, though.
But the funny part was, she was like, I asked her what most of her clients are, and most of them are black guys that like being called the N-word. It's like,
of course, dude. All black people love it, dude. Like, they can't fucking admit. They can't say it to us, dude. Yeah. But you know, like, they go home and, like, twist their nipples if you call them the N-word after bumping into them on the train or something, dude.
Was she white? Was she white?
Yeah. She's like,
so they want to be called an N-word by an old white woman?
Yeah, dude. She said, she's like, it's really common. And it was funny, too, because it was like, dude, then she did stand up because she heard I did stand up.
Nice, dude. So this is Karen Feehan.
Dude, she did like an open mic set. It was so funny. She just goes, you know, she was like this kind of like.
Well, we saw how great her improv skills were already. Yeah, so I'm sure.
Wait, you took her to like an open mic afterwards?
No. This was in the hotel room. She goes, oh, you do comedy? She goes, I always thought I could do stand up. She's like a Jersey, maybe like Jewish or Italian mom.
Ooh, nice.
And she goes, let me do a little. She's like, this is what I would say. I'd get on stage and I would go, hey, ladies, you think men want you? They only want you for your pussies. And then I'm just like, safe word.
Nice,
safe
dude.
Word.
No, she's got a point, though. I mean, damn, think about it. I mean, Roseanne's dead now. There needs a new queen.
Yeah.
Who is the queen of comedy right now? It could be that old sex worker.
I think it should be.
You think she's dead now?
I don't think so. There's something about, I don't know. She looked healthy because she had giant tits, but I don't know if that means anything. But in my mind, I was like, this.
Nice, dude.
Yeah.
How long ago was this?
This was like 7 months ago.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. This is fresh, dude.
Yeah.
Well, whoa, wait a minute. Michael Good. So you went from like loving family man to John in just a matter of time.
Yeah, it was
quick.
That's
wild. In your comedy career, even.
Yeah. Well, and the funny part, too, is like I went on that girl eventually hit me back up that I was trying to hang out with that night.
Yeah.
And I told her that story as if it was like so long ago. I was like, one time I went to a dominatrix and this happened. It totally wasn't 4 hours ago.
Nice. You still smelled like the sex worker. Yeah. Mothballs and dried pussy.
And that's when you're like, I gotta get on Field.
Yeah.
So wait, Field is like for sex work?
No, it's just like a dating app where people are more kinky. So you can just put stuff in there. And they're really funny. Like the profiles are hilarious. And I banged some guy's girlfriend with them on there one time.
Oh.
Yeah, I went like, nice. I went, as I said, like I went from here to here really fast. But yeah, that was a weird one because, dude, I was like, I did ketamine. I was actually in this neighborhood.
This is like a good neighborhood to do ketamine, man.
Yeah.
This is like a good ketamine place, man.
When I hadn't done it for years, and there's a church over there, and I was telling all my friends, I was like, dude, can we do ketamine and walk right into this church? I feel like that'd be a cool experience. But nobody was on board, but it was open. I think it's open like late at night.
It is. You can go in at any point yelling sanctuary.
Yeah.
And they have to put you in. They have to let you in.
Yeah. And then what happened was I snorted ketamine, and this girl hit me up on Field. She's like, hey, do you want to double team me with my boyfriend? I was like, yeah. Heads up, not gay. You gotta like say you're not gay like 45 times because people don't.
Yeah,
they don't
trick,
get it,
I've dude. That's what I would do if I was a fucking gay man, a predator.
Yeah,
like fucking.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we can have sex with you and your girlfriend. Let me just fuck you in the ass real quick.
Yeah,
and then like, all right, I'm done.
Or she's on all fours, and then he just scoots her out of the way and puts his asshole there.
Yeah,
like,
the guy can't stop. Get out now.
There's too much speed. I'm already headed there.
It's like a slow mo in an anime. You're going. It's moving.
That's tight,
back
dude.
And forth.
But that was also another horrendous experience because what happened was like, so I do. And by the way, I as I said, like I have had a lot of people like, I probably wouldn't do this again. But I was just like, let me try it out. And I had another time where there was a couple. They were like,
ooh.
I was like, I'm straight. And the guy's like, they're like, yeah, we'll open your mind. And I was like,
nice,
it sounds like you're gonna rape me.
Yeah.
I was like, my mind is my asshole in that.
Yeah.
Nice, dude.
But this one was funny because I go over there and they were. I liked that they were. they realized how weird it was. They weren't like, you know, the Romans are polyamorous. They were just like, this is fucking weird, but this is what we like. They're like,
nice, dude. That's the way to do it. Because, like, look at those fucking Romans. Look what they turned into.
Yeah, yeah.
Bunch of fat, stupid Italians. That's what your fucking culture. They're like, oh, yeah, well, they invented fucking democracy. It's like, look at them fucking now, dude. They're fucking retarded, dude.
Yeah.
Get out of here, man. Look at fucking Asians, asexual fucking inventing robotics and shit. Like,
yeah.
Literally, the population is becoming extinct. Like, oh, we know honey.
Yeah.
We create the artificial intelligence. And it's different, but like, we're Italian, we're polyamorous, huh? we could be old ass sex workers. Maybe we'll do an open mic after we jerk you off.
The Italian, like, Instagram is maybe, like, I thought I was Italian. Turns out I'm Croatian because my...
Thank God.
Yeah.
Talk about dodging a bullet.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mount some dirty Guido.
Dude. Yikes. That was a close one.
Yeah, because whatever great ancestor I had was just like banging fishermen. That's how like the Mediterranean works.
How could you not? Yeah.
But every Italian Instagram, it like just makes me hate Italian. Like, it's always just some guys like... My whole family sat down and watched. This is Instagram, but that Sebastian Maniscalco Italian movie. Did you see it?
That what one. Wait, the one with his dad is Robert De Niro or Al Pacino or some shit like that.
Dude, it was an Italian menstrual show. Like, I'm watching it with my family, and they're like, "And my mother," and I'm like, "This is like for diarrhea brained people." And like a minute in,
it's for Italians.
Yeah. My whole family looks at each other and everybody goes, "This is awful, right?" We're like, "Yeah, this is the worst experience of my life."
Remember when Sebastian, like, he tried to drop Maniscalco from his fucking title and just go by Sebastian?
Did he?
There was like a hot minute where
I remember
just like,
that.
Yeah, he was like the Sebastian period where he thought like, oh, I'm big enough that I can like drop this fucking last name.
Yeah.
And Sebastian. like Beyonce, Beyonce Knowles was like, Knowles is too fucking complicated.
Yeah.
And now she's just Beyonce, and Sebastian was like, well, Maniscalco is like a fucking mouthful.
Yeah.
But if you're gonna do that, it should have been like when you were featuring.
Yeah.
Can't do that like when you're already an established guy. You already hosted the fucking Nickelodeon. And ever fucking
Kids
MTV,
Awards, MTV.
He's just gelling his hair with slime.
He gets fucking slimed. He just fucking pulls out his comb and fucking slicks it back.
Oh yeah,
he goes and rapes an adult Drake Bell. That's the rite of passage.
That's fucking crazy, man. Damn, you know what? Disney wasn't raping no one.
No,
I
think they keep it under wraps. I think they're pretty good.
Yeah, they did a much better job.
They hired the guy after he got out of jail from raping Drake.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
Disney didn't.
Well, they
Nickelodeon did.
No, he was fired from Nickelodeon, went to jail, and then got hired by Disney.
That's different, though.
Yeah, they gave him a second chance.
He learned his lesson by the time he was in Disney.
I wish there was one guy on that documentary who was like,
I liked it.
Yeah. He was like, was it worth it? He goes, I would suck those dicks again. I was a fucking rock star.
Yeah, it's like this little slut comedian.
Yeah.
No, I did see an article. Like, Disney did have a bunch of people who had like been arrested for sex crimes also.
Shia LaBeouf.
If you're going to fucking have kids' television shows, that's where the pedophiles are going to be.
It's so funny that people are like, surprised. Like, could you believe the hot kid channel was fucking kids? It's like,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Blame them, though. But that was like for us, dude. It's like, hey, fucking old people, don't steal that, dude. We're the ones that deserve to fucking reap the benefits of that.
Yeah.
Lindsay Lohan should have been broken in by someone her own age. Not some fucking old ass predator. It's not fair, dude. It's not fucking fair, dude. I don't like it, dude. Remember that shit in like high school where like the girls were like, I'm dating this college guy because high school boys are too immature.
Yeah.
And I hated it. I remember there's a guy at like a PF Chang's that was banging this chick I liked, and I was like, you fucking piece of shit. And
I hated
dude.
It. Oh, we should
kill like,
that
he
guy.
He has a real job. He works at PF Chang's.
Yeah, it was. We had a lot of those, dude. I remember we had one guy who like worked at Steak and Shake, and he just threw high school parties. But
nice.
He was like 40 or something like that.
So last night, you were out with a girl from Field.
Oh, yeah. Wait, I do want to finish. Do you mind if I finish the couple story?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was weird because I started like having sex with this guy's girlfriend. And then I noticed they were both wearing socks.
Yummy. What kind of... Please tell me they were like fun socks. Like, they had like bananas on it or something. Or like a Bart Simpson, you know?
No, they were just regular. But I was like, did I not miss the... I was like, I felt like I was left out of everything. And then I was... There was one point where I was having sex with her and she was whispering to him. And I'm like, what are you guys talking about? Are you guys talking about me? Am I not fucking you good?
Yeah.
I was like, I was very.
They're probably just making plans for dinner.
Yeah.
Like, hey, what do we still have? What's still in the fridge? What can we use in the fridge? What's going bad?
Did you tell her you were allergic to latex?
Yeah. No, she put it in. I did raw dog that. It was. Nice. It was.
Whoa, that's awesome, dude. And that way, if she got pregnant, they could still like pretend it was the husband's baby.
Yeah. In my mind, I'm like, there's no way they're gonna be like, it was that guy from Field. But then at one point, I remember just seeing the guy. He had an Apple Watch on.
Nice.
And he's just beating his dick like just right there. And you got to look at his penis. You're like very curious.
How
you're
could
like,
you not, dude?
Yeah.
You
is the Apple Watch like tracking?
Yeah, that's right. That's what I was wondering. It's like saying like 40. But I didn't like that he was.
You like masturbated for 3.4 miles?
I didn't like that he was telling me, like, it was like a guy playing with his army men in G.I. Joe. He was like an alpha cuck where he's like telling me how to fuck his girlfriend. I was like, this isn't really, I feel like this is just for this guy and nobody else is having a good time. Yeah. And then she queefed a bunch and I left and that's the end of that one, yeah.
Nice, dude. Yeah. Did they ever come to a show?
No.
They start doing open mics.
Yeah, fucking my wife is crazy. Yeah. Fuck my wife, please. The classics never die.
But then, nice, last night, how do you end up with the explosive diarrhea this morning?
Dude,
they just hung over.
Yeah, and it was like I had a Celsius. I always think that I could just do things to counteract what else is going on. I'm like, well, I didn't get any sleep, and I drank a bunch. I was like, a Celsius will make me an incredible podcast guest.
Yeah.
And then I'm just shitting like every 4 minutes.
I hell yeah.
Going back. And
That's the way to do it, dude.
Yeah. It was.
Yeah, Field seems like it. Like everyone was like, Tinder's kind of just for hookups. Field is for hookups.
Oh yeah. There's some just crazy people on there. But that's the sort of fun part is just seeing like how weird everybody else is. And I've seen so many comics on there.
Who?
I'm not saying.
Come on, dude.
Save it for the Patreon.
Yeah, come on. They know what they're asking for being on this sex app, dude.
Yeah.
This degenerate app. No offense, of course.
Oh, I none taken.
I would never be on an app like that. But that's you know.
I think I was
a Bumble boy.
Man.
Bumble was always nice because it was the woman has to make the first move.
Yeah.
So at least I know like I'm somewhat, because I always hate like that, like time to shoot my shot because I never know what it is. So it's like I'd rather like a woman instigate conversation.
Yeah, but half the time they just like say nothing and you still have to instigate.
No,
the
you can't. You can't do anything until they.
No, they'll say
you.
Something that has like nothing to it.
Not necessarily.
Sometimes
most
they
of
do.
Time,
like
it's
what?
A zero game. From
yeah,
on
exactly.
But that's like
I'm
the
saying,
best
yeah.
part about it is like then it, like it's like an easy alley-oop for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you it would be disgusting otherwise, and that's why Bumble's so fucking cool. You
know? Bumble's the one I probably met the most women on. I don't do the apps a lot, but whenever I do, Bumble's the one I do the best with. Hinge is the one that a lot of people say they do, but I never had any luck with Hinge.
No, I never had luck with any of those dates, but I'm also a hideous fucking human being. I'm sure there's some correlation between, you know, no matter how nice my fucking, even my profile was fucking lame too. It was like, I'm going to kill you. You know? Then I look like this, I'm threatening to kill a woman. It's not gonna thank Christ Kelly can see the beauty within the beast, dude. She's the most patient woman in the world, dude.
Yeah,
she's great, chiseling away piece by piece to bring out the prince within, dude.
Damn, I wish she was here because I need someone to talk to about the new Taylor Swift album.
Dude, that racist thing is so funny, that lyric.
It's complete. You know, it's completely out of context. Like the next line changes the like. She didn't say that. She was saying. Have you seen the line, Joe?
Yeah, she's like, you call this guy the N-word, but he's actually never been bigger.
Yeah,
and it's like, oh wow, okay, that's an interesting play on words.
There's a line in the song where it's just, I wish I could go back to the 1830s, except without all the racists. But
that's
just
not bad.
Just that line sounds forever. The line before is like, when we were kids, we used to play a game of where we could go back to. I would say go back to the 1830s without all the racists. Everyone would look down because we realized it actually wasn't that fun. Like, the
no,
whole thing.
They fucking, that never fucking happened. No,
of course it
specific,
didn't.
Dude.
But the fact that everyone's saying, like, she just genuinely said this line, and it's like, no, she's saying, like, here's a dumb thing I used to say, and it made everyone uncomfortable.
No, it never, she never fucking said that. It never made. I bet she was like, I'd go there and I'd have a top shelf slave.
Yeah.
I bet. And now, like, she fucking got everyone to sign a little NDA about their little tea party. And now she gets to go on and do all that, dude. It's all good.
Mrs. Taylor. I love that.
You cannot grow up that fucking rich. And be
there's
like,
already, I typed it in, there's already a Snopes thing debunking that's what she actually said.
Well, it's
within a day.
I was talking to Patty about it, my roommate. It's very
Patty Delfino.
Another Guido.
Another friend of the show, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, is that why you mentioned you brought up Malia Simon? Because he's like obsessed with her?
They're friends.
Do you think he hates Matt because of that whole like him Matt being in love with Malia? Do you think it's gonna be weird? Now that's drama, huh?
That's a little hot guy.
You think TNT knows drama? Fucking New York podcasting community knows drama, baby.
But real quick, the thing you were saying was very funny. He goes, 1930s without the 1830s without the racist. He goes, there was nobody who was not racist in the 1830s.
Yeah. I saw someone tweet Taylor Swift in the 1830s without the racist. The picture of Will Smith and Fresh Prince in the empty room.
Also, it's like it wasn't considered racism in the 1830s. It was just considered like fucking the fucking standards, dude.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's like, no, it's like. Like, even, like, the most progressive person was still like, well, yeah, but they're different than us.
Yeah, you know?
I mean, they're not let them be free, but fucking don't let them vote.
No, it's like they agreed, like, okay, we shouldn't enslave them, but that's, like, the way people look at, like, animal rights activists.
Yeah.
Where it's like, just don't keep them in a fucking, don't keep them in a pool, you know? Like, don't fucking beat the shit out of them. Let them fucking graze out. They thought, like, black people would just be, like, out in the wild. They didn't think they were going to be like CEOs and shit, dude. Even the most, if you told like a fucking northerner.
At least I have a domestic one. You guys are.
If you told a fucking northerner fighting for the fucking like union, like, oh, it's about slavery. It's like, well, you know, a black person could be a CEO someday and could actually be your boss. They'd be like, well, it's like fucking.
Easy.
But you know, that was the original like theme of the union. Scatman. You remember that song? You're too young for that one.
Wait, is that the one that goes ba da 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 da?
That was all one guy. He had a stutter.
I'm the Scatman. Right, is that how it goes?
He had a stutter.
Okay. Yeah.
See you, Matt, another fucking person with a vocal disability rising to the occasion, dude.
But yeah, the
The Getting Backtrack podcast. Here we go. But
anyway, back on.
Anyway, back to Taylor Swift.
Before I was so rudely interrupted. Yeah.
I was trying to defend my queen here. Yeah. But yeah, that lyric of the song is getting like shared like everywhere, which is a little annoying because she is making fun of the person who said that.
Who said that?
Yeah.
She's saying in the song,
Jake Gyllenhaal or some shit like that.
No, it's
clearly grooming her.
My friends used to play a game where we would pick a decade we wish we could live in instead of this. I'd say the 1830s, but without all the racists and getting married off for the highest bid. Everyone would look down because it wasn't fun. Seems like it was never fun back then. Nostalgia's a mind trick.
Shut up, bitch. How about that, dude? Hey, I got a little fucking counterpoint. What the fuck are you talking about, dude? I would have hated to go over to their fucking house. I'd be like, I don't want to fucking play these games. What decade would you rather be in? What decade, dude?
Dude, even those are dumb games girls play, though.
Yeah. Who is Master Taylor? She's doing like a whole band. I would be her slave immediately, dude.
You'd be a slave for her, dude.
100%. Yeah, dude. Blackface, she pegs me.
Yeah.
Not even a part of me that would go, maybe no. I was 100% I'm in.
At one point during your BDSM session, did you want her to say the N, call you the N-word?
I'm just being off like, I always I'm wearing a durag.
After she told you like her clientele was mostly black, and he's like, well, what is it like to climax and then be called the N-word?
She had a song about Kim Kardashian on there.
Oh, really?
What was it?
It's called Thank You, Amy, but... The Amy is spelled A-I-M-E-E, so the I-M is in capitals, and the K in thank you is capitalized. So K-I-M is capitalized.
Kim.
Because it's about Kim Kardashian.
Why? Because Kim Kardashian doxed her?
She edited, like, the tape about when Kanye had, like, a lyric about her to make it seem like Taylor was okay with it.
But Taylor wasn't okay with it.
No, it was the song Famous, where Kanye has a line in there where he said, I think I could still have sex with Taylor. Why? Because I made that bitch famous.
Nice, dude. He got that fucking bitch, dude.
And then,
go off, King, dude. Maybe
and then
you're right
Taylor
about the
was not quite happy about that because apparently they were like cool at that point. They'd put everything kind of behind them.
Oh, yeah.
And then he just puts that song out. And
so she had a problem with a black man speaking his mind. She wanted him to shut up. And then...
Yeah, no wonder she wants to go back to the 1830s.
And then because his vaguely ethnic wife was defending him, she's got a problem with her too.
Well, Kim put out a tape because Kanye had called Taylor before the song came out to see if it was okay, but and then Kim edited it to make it seem like Taylor was okay with everything. And then a few years later, the full conversation came out. Wow. And it's very clear Kanye didn't explain everything he was going to say.
Oh, yeah.
Who gives a fuck?
Well,
you don't have to, you know, Weird Al doesn't need to have permission from the artist when he parodies the songs, but he does it anyway. Yeah. But you don't really need to do that, you know. And like, you know,
but if you're like, but if you're cool with someone and you're gonna say, I made that bitch famous, you should. That's
but Matt, you've said so many people are famous because of Comedy Fight Club, dude. You were like Ryan Long would be fucking nothing without Comedy Fight Club.
Maddie Smith, I made that bitch famous.
You did say you made Maddie Smith famous. You did say that. You said Luis J. Gomez has everything that Fight Club should thank Fight Club for everything.
Yeah.
You know? Jeff Ross would be nothing without CFC, dude.
Nope. That's true. You know what? I'm Team Kanye. You convinced me.
Yeah, dude. Dude. Well, that's cool, dude.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, you know, Kim Kardashian probably looks better naked.
Yeah.
That's like a big factor we got to think about in this day and age as well.
She's got a couple songs about Travis Kelce on there, too.
What's it called? My lover has CTE.
Yeah.
Oh, what else, dude? She just does like a cover of the Are You Ready for Some Football by Hank Williams.
My Big Dumb Football Player Wedding.
Yeah.
We were talking about, I was wondering about this. So you know how celebrities, they're obviously attracted to other celebrities, but we're talking
about. You have to be.
Right.
You have
they're
to be.
They're all on Raya.
Like, look how excited everyone was about fucking John Wick, like dating somebody literally his own age. And it was Keanu Reeves is the nicest guy in the world because he's dating a woman who doesn't dye her hair.
Yeah, you know?
And it's like, oh, she's like not even, she's like industry adjacent, you know, she's like a producer or something.
Well, but we were saying the one guy that could probably fuck Taylor Swift is like just a random dad in like the South who like is a mechanic and is so, like he could maybe neg her to the point where she's like, he's like, I don't even know any of your music. Like, that's the only guy that could probably get her. He's like,
that's not a celebrity.
Yeah. He's like, I'm not interested. He's like, I think you make baby music.
I'll kill you.
Yeah.
I'd say,
my old tried and true method of I'll kill you, dude.
I'd say, either that guy or me. The only two guys that could pull it off.
Well, one or the other.
Yeah. I was talking to you a little before we went on. I was in a suite at Yankee Stadium yesterday.
Uh-oh, what brought that on?
Never been to a suite before. Drew Flores from Dork Court, really cool comic. He, through his job, he like works for a bunch of religious Jews who have season tickets there and they couldn't go because of Passover.
Oh,
so they
yikes.
Just told him, you can take the suite and invite some friends.
Fuck yeah.
Drew, my mensch, go enjoy, have fun. Watch them play the baseball. Don't do the hot dog.
I'd never been to. I was at a Mets game once with a friend who knew someone with the suite, and we were able that night was crazy because that was the night 50 Cent at a concert.
Oh,
after the Mets game,
fuck yeah,
at Citi Field, like on the pitcher's mound. The game ends, they build the stage, and then he does a concert. It was also
does he still say faggot in the club.
He does.
Okay,
and he also threatens to kill. He has a gun. He starts shooting people. And shit.
Hell yes.
It's fucking tight.
Yeah.
Fitty's back. He's like doing shit all upside down and shit. Doing
with the wires on or whatever.
He's back.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was also the game he threw out the first pitch. That's like one of the worst first pitches a celebrity's ever thrown out. He misses the home plate by like 30 feet.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Then he pulled out a gun and shot the catcher.
Yeah.
So it all even
hell
out.
Yes.
But yeah, in the suite yesterday, it was we were like all the way at the as we're walking down the hallway to the suites, we were all the way at the end. I realized we were in like one of the cheap suites, which is still expensive, but like the other ones are like private ones with probably more expensive food and drinks and all. We get all the way to the end. It's a suite that you share with like 40 other people.
So what food did they have there?
We had hot dogs, hamburgers, which came in like a little plastic cup, like burgers in a cup, which is
what
weird.
The hell?
Like
tasted
Pringles?
Good though. No, almost like a soup, little soup thing.
One per customer.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Sound very sweet to me.
Yeah.
Do you have this thing where I'll get invited to like nice things and then immediately start convincing myself that I'm doing well in life, but I'm not at all. I just got invited to a nice thing. And
I feel imposter syndrome the entire time. Really? I'm looking around. I'm like waiting for them to like tell me they've caught me and they realize I shouldn't be here.
You're busted.
There's something wrong. Yeah, like I'm not supposed to be here.
I'm the opposite. If I have like a nice drink at like a nice restaurant, I'm like, I am a millionaire.
Yeah.
I owe like $3,000.
You go right into Mad Men mode.
Yeah.
There's something about having dinner in Manhattan or it's like I've made it.
Yeah.
There definitely is, especially like at those nicer.
Me at the Taco Bell on 14th Street.
Like the nicer rest, like the places that have been around for a while.
Yeah.
With like the wood interiors and shit.
Yeah.
Buildings.
Oh yeah.
Sinatra had a steak here one time.
Yeah.
This is where Dean Martin got his ribeyes and shit like that. You know.
Yeah. Oh, that is true. But yeah, the and chicken tendies at the Yankee.
Of course.
Free chicken tendies.
The unlimited drinks. Chicken tendies?
Huh?
Unlimited chicken
tendies? Unlimited. You can get all the food was unlimited. You can get out much of anything you want.
Fuck yeah.
Damn, I guess my invitation got lost in the mail.
The drinks, it was just Bud Light Seltzer, some sodas, and some wine. No hard liquor.
Well, what about peanuts and Cracker Jacks?
They did not have peanuts and Cracker Jacks.
What? They really didn't?
Nope. Not in the suite.
How could you provide them for the person you took to the ball game?
Yeah, you could go outside to like the concession stands and buy them, but they weren't free in the suite.
Oh, come on, dude.
I know.
What happened? Damn, that used to be like a thing.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, they still sell them at the
fucking
game.
Well, then they should fucking make it free, dude.
Yeah.
They really should hand that shit out for free.
I do.
The overhead of peanuts and Cracker Jack.
Yeah.
Get out of town, dude.
You know what they should also do? You know how, like, in Gladiator stadiums, they had, or like in, I heard, it's either Gladiator stadiums or like Shakespeare things where they had, like, the peasant section.
Yeah.
They should have, like, literally homeless people allowed. Just have a whole area.
In the Bronx.
Yes. Dude, because I went to go see, I saw, they had free concerts in Orlando a little bit where I'm from, and they had Vince Neil of Motley Crue.
Oh, hell yeah.
And it was free, so it was just me and my friends doing coke and then hanging out with the homeless dudes.
Fuck, that sounds so cool. Yeah. They accidentally, they're like, now you try. And you had to fucking snorting meth.
Motley Crue, baby.
It's like a fucking montage of y'all just driving around with the homeless guy.
How do the performers get paid for those gigs?
I don't know what it
like,
is.
How do they work? How does
it
work?
It's like a tax write off. Like they definitely make money off of it.
Yeah. And it's like one of those where the city, like, I think the city, like, the
gifts
city,
them money. Yes. It's like. It shows up as a gift from the city, so they don't have to declare it on their taxes.
The
city can like write it off as some like fucking like benefit show or whatever. But everyone fucking profits, baby.
Yeah,
look how scared Matt is because of Bubastis, dude. His body language shows utter terror, dude. Don't worry, dude. Bubs isn't gonna hurt you.
Yeah.
But you're lying in his fur as it is, dude. You're fine. What are you worried about? He's friendly. Watch, they're going to be best of friends by the end of this, dude.
I could see it.
Yeah.
Are you a sports guy at all?
No. So this is my thing.
Nice. That's what I'm fucking talking about.
Are you not a sports guy?
No, dude. Come on, dude. Maybe I do watch like those live like gaming, like e-games and shit.
Just people
like,
playing video games?
Like just like people playing the same video games I play. Yeah. I'm like, I could never do that.
Like, I used to watch on ESPN back in the day, there was like a reality show of like a bunch of guys on a tour bus who all played Madden tournaments. They would like at the end of the episode would be like they'd be in a new town and this was the tournament and someone might get eliminated off the bus.
It's like, who the fuck took my Pringles? Just like serious drama in that.
Well, you're watching the game and you are watching like a football game on like play out, so
yeah,
it is still
true.
You and you do because it's a reality show, you know the character, so you're like investing into these people and it's like I hope he comes back and wins.
Plus seeing people play video games requires a skill that you may not have, like even though it's like, well, you just do this and this and this to play the video game. It's like, yeah, but with basketball it's like you just put the fucking ball in the fucking net, like breakdown of, you know, the simple things, but it's how you execute them.
Yes.
Yeah,
it could be fascinating to watch, dude.
I was also, I was always terrible at video games because what would happen is my brother would be like, hey, I'm going to beat this level for you.
Yeah.
And then I just watch him cuck me for hours. hours.
Yeah, dude. Hours.
Older brother.
Well, you were the you were the younger brother. That's why. Yeah. That's like an older brother duty.
Yeah, and then I'm like, I'm gonna fuck somebody's girlfriend one day to make up for this. And that's
did you? Nice.
Sports
dude.
Legend died today. The Schwab died.
Who?
Howie Schwab. He was like a lead researcher for ESPN, and they used to have a show back in the day called Stump the Schwab, where he was like a trivia game show. And because he was one, he just was like a sports encyclopedia, and his job was to do sports research. Mm-hmm. So like three people would come in and they'd have to, and they would do a trivia showdown with the Schwab. And at the end, they go one on with the eliminate the other two, one on one with the Schwab. He was this big fat dude with a goatee who always wore a different jersey every episode.
Yes.
It was awesome,
dude. Fat goatee guys are awesome.
Yeah.
Was he bald too?
No, like short black hair.
Ooh, short
glasses.
Hair.
Yeah. All right.
I think I'm gonna grow out my beard. I'm going to stop shaving altogether.
Yeah, yeah. What do you... it's so funny. I just randomly looked at a picture of Nick Mullen with a wizard beard. I'm like, I forgot how hilarious this is. He's to have a full wizard beard.
To have a beard.
Yeah, yeah.
Beards are funny. Kyle Kinane, hilarious when he had a beard. New Kyle Kinane without a beard. I don't know.
A little less funny. Yeah.
Fat dudes with beards are funny.
Yeah, dude.
Have you ever thought about... You would look sick. Have you seen? I did cornrows one time.
Nice.
Have you thought about doing?
I'm thinking about dreads.
Oh, dude.
If I'm going to appropriate black culture, let's get the fucking complicated, smelly one.
Yeah.
Right? Just fucking dreads never washing your fucking hair, dude.
Fuck yes, dude.
That's awesome. Yeah. Isn't it just like your hair gets like tangled and matted, and that's how dreads happen, more or less?
So I grew up in like a suburb of Florida where like people, because there's a lot of beach culture, like. White dudes with dreads. Like, I do so many white dudes with dreads. And what you do is you backcomb it. So, like, what you do is you basically just purposely tangle it. Like, you comb it like this, apparently, until it gets, like, really rough.
Whoa.
But you also, like, don't wash it a bunch. And then, apparently, like, when you cut it open, it's the most disgusting thing on the planet.
Yeah, I bet there's fucking bugs and shit inside of it.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why, like, everyone has to, like, shave their head if they want to get rid of the dreadlocks.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
Damn, that does sound like a big-ass fucking commitment, dude.
Yeah, but cornrows, dude. You take them in, and you take them out.
And you take them out, and your hair's all, like, puffy.
Yeah, you know? It looks so fun. And then
I feel like white people with cornrows just look ridiculous.
But
the paler the skin, the more ridiculous the cornrows look.
I thought the same thing, and I went in doing this as a joke.
Really?
I got little 8-ball beads. And,
really?
Dude, I got it, and I was like, this is going to be so funny. And then the second I got them, I was like, this is the coolest I've ever felt in my life.
Well, I have enough hair that I could probably do all kinds of like zigzags and
dude.
Yeah,
it would be
all
so sick.
And then Jared Leto in fucking Safe House or Safe Room.
Yeah, dude, that's
Panic Room.
Yes, that is one of the best. I literally think it's the best hairstyle. Like, I think everybody should have cornrows. It looks so sick, dude. And then it's like,
damn, dude.
It was so funny too, because I went to like a black barber shop.
Of course, that's what you got to do, dude. Yeah, you can't go to Great Clips.
What did they say when you told them you wanted cornrows?
So I sent her pictures of me first, because I found like her number online, and so she knew I was gonna be white, and then I show up with a bag of 8-ball beads, and I'm like, I showed a picture of Kenny Powers, and they're like, that's the one.
Hell
I'm
yeah.
And dude, it's so funny too, because like she was into it. She's like, honey, you gonna look good as hell. Like, she's like,
nice, dude, you got to get that confident fucking black one.
Dude, and then I go in the car, and literally Sean Paul comes on the radio, because I was driving my dad's car.
Come on, man.
And the funniest was I walk into,
did
like...
Did you tell the barber? It's like, hey, get busy.
Yeah. the funniest is like I went into like a... I'm from like a very like nice suburb of Orlando. And we go to like a Publix, which is like the grocery store. And I see this old white guy literally see me and pause and like... Jeez. Get so nervous. I'm like, I've never intimidated anybody my whole entire life.
Nice, dude. So, watch out, old man, dude.
Yeah.
This is dangerous fucking millennial territory now.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah. You know, you like went home, his wife was like, Barbara, that Publix is getting sketchy.
Watch out. We're going.
Then you went to get a dominatrix to call you the N-word.
Yeah. Yeah, that's real. That's what's up.
Shit, bitch. I didn't say stop sucking. Blah, blah.
Dude, I was telling everybody to call me Shark Tooth because I had like a shark tooth necklace.
Yeah.
And we went to like a beach town. It was so funny because like the whole time.
Nice. Was this when you were in Orlando? You had the dreadlocks?
Yeah, or the cornrows. Yeah. So okay, we go to this beach called New Smyrna Beach. We go every year. We're not doing it this year, but in the beach town, like during the day, people weren't fazed just because they're like, this is just a crazy white guy. Like the beach town's kind of like, that's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
But at night, people literally thought that I was like a celebrity because they're like, not a lot of white guys have cornrows. They're like, this is. The one thing I'm mad that didn't work is I got these. Contacts that are cat eyes.
Oh, that's
and
so
I was like,
fucking funny.
But they
dude.
Kept popping out. But I'm like, dude, this is just my favorite look. And I had the diamond earrings. I wish my phone's over there. But there's a picture of me, my buddy Malik. I was just really hungover, and he had his Glock on the table. And I was like, whose gun is this?
Nice.
And
dude.
I took these like sick pictures of me
with cornrows and a gun.
Yes,
and the
No, I couldn't get the cat eyes. But my podcast logo for a while was me with the gun, and then the Grand Theft Auto font.
That's
morning
fucking
good.
Sick, yeah, yeah. That's wildly sick.
Is that when you really owned your Jamaican accent?
Yeah. Oh, which I fucked up last night. I was telling him.
Yes. Where was this?
This is the pair. It was at 6 p.m.
Ooh, the pair at the 6 p.m., dude.
Yeah.
Everyone's getting laid at the 6 p.m. Midtown pair or McDougal Street pair?
McDougal Street pair.
Ooh, the OG pair, as seen in
Crashing, yeah.
Now, did you ever, were you going there? Back when SNL alum and pair regular Marcelo Hernandez was going
I did his
there.
3 p.m. open mic.
I did his, you know, I used to host the midnight show Katherine Henson did there, and he was always like outside barking.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'd help a bark, and I was like, this guy's really fun. You're going to see him on SNL someday. And like, I was like saying it to kind of just be like, oh, ha ha ha, funny. And then like, it's like, oh, I didn't know I actually inspired him.
You made that bitch famous.
Yeah. It happened, dude.
My favorite thing he ever did, we're all hanging outside the pair. One time he walks by for 2 seconds, he goes, reunion, and then just walks away. Like, just was 1 second.
Nice,
like,
dude.
Well, you're both Florida guys, too, right?
Yeah, but it's just very funny to act like we're all like, reunion, and then just walk away. I mean, he's very, always been very nice to people. It's just a very funny thing to like.
Always,
just,
dude.
But, oh, yeah, the show is fucking so, dude. So, like, I've been trying to do weird kind of alty shit on stage because I'm like, I just want to do something strange. And
yeah, that's the way to get noticed in this fucking community,
exactly, too,
dude.
So I've been going on stage and just doing squat. It never works, but I think it's very funny. But I do squats with, like, a straight face for, like, a minute.
Yeah. Damn. And how many squats are you banging out?
I do, like, 5, and then I turn the other way, and I do some
more. It takes you a minute
more.
To do 5 squats?
Matt, do 5 squats right now. I'll time you.
I could do 5 squats.
All right, do it.
Lap.
All right, here we go. Yeah, all the way down.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 45 seconds.
It's not really going all the way down. The butt needs to touch the fucking ground, dude.
I'll fall backwards.
No, you won't, dude. Not if you have perfect balance, dude. Well, once again, Dalton Pruitt does more squats than Matt Maron, dude. As always, dude, because Matt did goose egg. Sorry, bud.
Yeah, anyway, so you're doing squats on stage. Sorry, I just stole your bed.
No, it's fine. I always thought it would be funny to do squats on stage and then immediately start arguing with the guys in the audience about how I get more pussy than that. I just think it's a funny thing. With no person, I'd just be like, I get so much more pussy. Just like, they have no idea who I am, and I'm just saying this. And that kind of worked a little bit. And then I do a bit where I do a Jamaican accent, and there's these black people, they just go, that was bad. And you can't argue that an accent's not good. And you're like, because like in my head, that's what it sounds like to me.
But they were like, we're from Jamaica, man. That's not a good accent.
That's not
bad. Bratty boy, bad accent. What are you doing, bad boy? What you gonna do?
Oh, yeah, those are not squats, but that was terrible. I see where they're coming from.
Yeah. Nice.
But then what happened was, like, I was like, whatever, I keep doing it. And this girl's texting on her phone. I go, oh, what are you doing? Who are you texting? And she's like, oh, it's kind of me, and I just won't say it. I'm like, no, what did you say? And she goes, oh, I was texting my friends. I think I can do stand-up, which just obviously is like
a dig on you.
Yeah. And everybody on the show, by the way, was bombing so bad. And
did you say, well, I know what you can definitely do is get raped right now, bitch.
The old Daniel Tosh approach. Yeah.
Wouldn't it be funny if everybody just raped this woman?
Damn, Daniel Tosh does rock, dude.
Yeah.
Imagine a fucking gay man threatening to rape you, right? That's kind of like, what a juxtaposition here, dude. That guy's gay as hell, man. But what can you do? What can you do?
Just raping you with a soft penis.
Yeah. He's like, ooh. I bet this is scary. he's speaking with his offstage voice. I'm Daniel Tosh. Rawr.
He's dressed as the Cowardly Lion.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Tosh point, oh my.
Nice, dude. Rest in peace, Daniel Tosh.
Yeah.
He was a legend when he was a real...
That was crazy.
But then she goes, yeah. And then I go, I do that cunty thing where I'm like, oh, okay. Let's see you do stand-up. And she kills. First off, she starts doing squats to make fun of me. And just kills.
Oh, she got your ass, dude.
Oh,
so good. And then...
Damn, dude. Maybe we should get her as a guest. I mean, like, she met, like, the fucking health quota, which Matt loves, is like a squat.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you have to be able to do one squat to be on the Buff Boys.
Yeah, she was a beautiful black queen.
Oh, wait, a black woman? Dude, black people are like innately funny, dude.
Yes.
They call it the minstrel gene.
Wait. And they can...
Lord, they loves to perform. That's what you should have done. Like, oh, I can do a Jamaican accent. You just do like a fucking stereotypical like southern black person. Like, I believe this is how all the black people be sounding.
Dude, that would have been something.
No cap on God.
Beautiful black. No, I hate to catch and inject this story in here. This is one of my favorite.
Of course.
One of my favorite YouTube videos I can't find. It was on Facebook. When the Joe Rogan N-word compilation came out, there was this guy who was like, he was taking down every white comic who has said the N-word. Yeah. So every white comic.
Of course.
Yeah. He was like, Joe Rogan got in trouble. White guy again talking like this. He's like, Joe Rogan got in trouble for using.
Oh, he's a white guy talking like
he's trying
this.
To get the cookout. Yeah. He's like, Joe Rogan caught using the N-word. These are some of the people he be associating with. He goes, this Tom Segura. And Tom, he's like, here's Tom Segura's Comedy Central half hour. And obviously he has like a bit where he says the N-word.
Yeah.
And then it goes, here's Tom Segura recently on a podcast with Mrs. Pat. And he's like, oh, no, I wouldn't say the N-word. And he goes, here you are saying the N-word in your Comedy Central half hour, but you won't say it when you're sitting there with a beautiful black queen.
Right, that guy's got to be fucking cool.
Dude,
that guy's got to be like some deep troll, dude.
Yeah, it was the funniest thing to see him go, you're sitting here with this beautiful black queen.
Like, he didn't like use it to like describe like, you know, fucking like Aisha Taylor or something.
Like, Tom Segura saying the N-word.
Tiffany Haddish, anyone other than Miss Pat, dude.
So fucking
that makes it awesome, dude. That guy rocks.
Yeah.
Keep fighting the good fight, man. Because like it's like weird because like we are in an era where like comedians like I would never say the N-word.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, I would never say the N-word to a black person's face with hate in my heart.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, but I might say the N-word around a black person because I don't see them. You know? Sorry, dude. It's dark out, dude. You gotta keep your eyes open and be smiling if you want me to see you in the nighttime, boy.
Yeah, I think everybody agrees the shower is like a portal of safe haven where you could
you're getting fucking raped by a black guy. You can say the N-word there.
I'm in the shower, I can say
it. Shower.
Just singing the N-word, dude. The shower.
Nice.
Yeah.
Dude.
I think it is a game of cat and mouse where black people should be very mad at us for saying the N-word, mm-hmm. and their job is to catch us saying the N-word. Our job is to try not to get caught saying the N-word, and it's an endless game that'll go.
The classic Tom and Jerry scenario.
That's what
the whole feud is about. Is Tom caught Jerry saying the N-word, and that's why they don't speak throughout the rest of the episode.
Have you seen what the fucking woman that lives with them looks like?
Yeah. Nice, dude.
I don't remember.
It's a mammy.
It's a mammy. Dude, Tom and Jerry sucks as a show, though.
Tom and Jerry fucks.
Nice.
That's awesome. My favorite cartoon, probably.
Tom and Jerry, your favorite cartoon?
Yep.
He's obviously never seen fucking hentai. That's amazing.
I've seen Tom and Jerry hentai.
Damn, dude. Ooh.
With the mammy. What's your favorite cartoon?
Dude, I'm a huge Batman animated series guy.
Okay.
So good, hell dude.
Yeah. Banger of a fucking intense show, too, man.
Dude, my favorite one is the one where the Mad Hatter takes. By the way, one thing this is just off. I love how the Bane there is Hispanic, because Bane is Hispanic.
Right.
It is hilarious him just being like, but the man. Like, I love
and
that.
And they gave him a luchador mask and everything,
yes.
too. Instead of just like
really?
A BDSM mask.
I didn't
yes.
know. More like Bane of my existence.
Yeah.
Hispanics.
I really wish they made him like full cholo and they're like, bang.
Hey, man. I'm bang, man.
I'm bang, man.
It's like not even like a pump. It's just a fucking syringe. Yeah, man. Let me just get ready, man. Let me just get the venom. You know, he puts it into his thigh. Yeah, they've been checking my arms at work, man. Like, I can't risk getting in trouble again, but I'm going to break her his back, Batman.
Bane comes out with the plaid button-down shirt and only the top button buttoned.
Oh, dude, like the jean, what do you call them? Like the jean shorts that are like super long with the socks and the slides.
Hey, I'm Bang, man.
Bro, you're already like born in the darkness. No. It was the opposite. It goes, you simply adopted the darkness. I was molded by this shit.
I was like born in this, man.
Joe's from California. He's got this accent
down. Yeah. Nobody's going to stop
it
you.
It just sounds like everyone is, man. You know, it's just like, you know, maybe I'm going to always break the Batman's back. Maybe I'm going to hang out at Home Depot, man.
Go to a Doyers game.
Yeah. There's a lot going on, man.
As we were saying at the Yankees game yesterday, because Drew and we were there with Robbie, both from California, like, it's crazy how Mexicans love the Dodgers, but they can never pronounce it. It's always Doyers.
Or Yodgers, man.
Yeah.
The Yodgers.
And they moved to New York, they're like, oh, now we like the Yankees.
Hell yeah, dude. Dude, my favorite is I was visiting my parents and
banger move.
Oh yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. Got to do that.
They're doing decent. So there's a nice. Venezuelan lady who's cleaning their house.
A little slave.
Yes.
But they went back to the 1830s.
Nice, dude.
But she was talking about, she's like, yeah, New York City is so scary. She goes, I heard the immigrants are out of control. Like, I guess she's a big Fox News.
Of course. Well, I'm. It's like, you know, it's all like, the only information she has is what's in the house. You know? So your parents are probably blasting like Fox News.
Well, I think she's tried to appeal them, but like my mom's like not a Trump guy, so it's very funny that she's like, no, Donald Trump is the best. And my mom's like, I'm
Yano
not.
Yano Rock, man. He's as cool. Yeah. I like his little hands.
That's so funny. That's so funny, the cleaning lady trying to convince her owners that Donald Trump is the best.
He is, dude. He's fucking cool. Donald Trump treats his slaves as very good. You could, like, you know, maybe make me a nice slave. That's sick, dude. Damn, I can't believe your parents own a slave. Yeah. Do you ever do, like, that porno thing where the fucking maid catches you jerking off?
I wish.
That would have been fucking
tight,
dude.
Then I'd get spanked by her.
Yeah, dude. Those are fucking crazy.
Makes you
porn.
Call her the N-word.
Yeah. What are some other cool porno scenarios? Did your maid ever get stuck in the dryer? And she's like, I need you to get me out.
And then you come dressed as Bane, yeah, going, I was born in the darkness.
I was born in the darkness, man. You're simply.
What about you, Joe? Favorite cartoon?
Favorite cartoon? Yeah. You haven't answered.
No.
He's a Batman.
Yeah. But I was in my favorite fucking episode.
Get it? Yeah, okay. we got completely distracted.
It's fine. This won't move the episode forward. I just want to explain my passion for
this. Of course.
My favorite one is there's one where the Mad Hatter puts him in a device that puts him in a world where Batman doesn't exist. And he's happier. And it's so like, oh.
That was a crazy. You know what's crazy was what I remember about that was every time he tried to read something, it was in gibberish.
Yes.
Because
he
was dreaming on the right side of the brain, but you read on the left side.
Yeah.
So I remember there have been times like I was like, am I dreaming? And I tried to like look at a book or something because of
you
that.
Just forget
episode.
You're illiterate.
I'm just retarded, dude. I'm like, where are the damn pictures?
I get them dreaming.
That was a good ass. Like, but then like he also couldn't be. Because he was happy, that's how he knew something was off.
Yeah.
Because he knew, like, no life he had would make him happy. That was a great episode.
Dude, so fucking good. I mean, I'm like a diehard Batman fan. I'll watch just randomly the scene of him escaping the hole in Dark Knight Rises, and I'll be like, this is so, I'll apply everything to me. Yeah. This is unrelated.
Yeah, Batman fucking rules, dude.
Yeah.
He's like, damn, that's what I would do if I had some wealth.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be like these fucking retarded billionaires. I'd be fucking beating up some people, stealing to try to better their own lives.
Oh,
you
fuck
know?
Yeah. Well, and the funniest part I think about the whole scene is so funny because he goes to that prison and he escapes out of the prison and then he throws a rope down so that they can all escape. And these could just be like the biggest rapists. He just freed a whole prison. So like what he just basically did what the Scarecrow did in the first movie, but in the third movie, just in a different country.
I think it's implied that it was like a corrupt place where...
I get, but I'm sure they're just throwing... I'm sure
he just let out a bunch of people who were there on like misdemeanor weed
but
charges.
That's like, but that's also like the whole point of Batman is he does believe in redemption. Because if he didn't, he would just be fucking killing everyone.
Batman would have hired the Nickelodeon pedophile after he got out of jail also.
Let him out, but keep him away from Robin. Alfred, keep an eye on this guy. He deserves a second chance, but...
He got caught raping Alfred.
Nah, I don't know what I was doing.
I found a man with his thumb in a child's bottom. He said he felt good. He liked it for plum sport, he did.
Woo! This is like a radio drama, what we're doing, man.
Yeah.
We're really taking people there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll benefit from the audio only cut of this bad.
Yes. Yeah. Well, the thing I was thinking, though, too, is because, like, the, like, Ra's al Ghul or whoever put him in there had to have some good judgment. So somebody in there was probably a rapist. But the only ones that will make it out are the strongest ones because they can climb up the ropes. Like
Yeah,
so like you're going to have basically the most athletic rapists now just released in whatever part of the world that is.
Thank God it was an innocent man.
Yeah.
Who just like had a chiropractor visit, so he's like good to go.
OJ Simpson's making it out. The former athletes. Kobe makes it out.
Yeah.
Nice, dude.
Yeah.
Well, they were never criminals. They never did anything wrong.
Exactly, yeah.
Both men.
No, I never really got into like the superhero cartoons. The ones that I would like Tom and Jerry, and then like Hey Arnold is like another top one.
Well,
Rocket
in
Power.
A way, Hey Arnold was a superhero.
Yeah,
because he helped like the inner city children.
I think
that.
So.
It's true.
Yeah, Rocket Power was a favorite of mine too.
Rocket Power was a little after my time.
Yeah, what was yours? On. Well, your Captain Planet era, right?
No, that was Rocko's Modern Life.
Oh,
baby.
Okay, there you go.
That again?
That was the Wallaby. Who just lived in a fucking house.
Worked as a phone sex operator.
Worked as a phone sex operator once and then worked in a comic book store afterwards.
Yeah.
At kind of a lot of comics.
Yeah.
Oh, I kind of don't remember. I don't think I remember this one.
Rocko's Modern Life? You never watched that one?
I grew up on, speaking of Jamaica, I grew up on, you ever watch Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy?
Ooh, oh, I love Grim. That was one that was maybe like a year or so after I was watching cartoons, but I had a little brother.
Yeah, yeah, dude.
So I caught on to a few of his Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends also.
Foster's was a good-ass one. I was in college when that came out. I didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I watched it, dude.
Yeah.
I wanted to have sex with that one, like, girl's granddaughter.
Oh, my
right?
God, dude.
What's her name? The little redhead?
Yes.
Yeah, dude, I want to grab her by the ponytail. And be like, Blue, you didn't see anything. I fucking make up an imaginary guy to help me hold a spider. A spider to fucking weave a web to fucking
her
keep her in there, dude. It's like, this isn't what imaginary friends are for, dude.
Ooh, the Spanish girl in Proud Family was the one I had a crush on as a kid.
God.
La Cienega.
Yes.
Yeah. Proud Family was way too young. That's disgusting, Matt.
I was 16.
Oh, that's even more vile, dude. A 16-year-old should know better, dude.
I was a Starfire from the Teen Titans, but
yeah, dude.
Teen could be 18 or 19. That's
true.
They don't really say how old.
Yeah, she was like in her 20s when like Teen Titans, as like a mentor.
Yeah. They filmed it when they filmed the cartoon.
Okay, yeah, and then like the fucking little Raven, dude, huh? Wearing that skimpy little fucking number.
Yeah.
Watch out, dude.
That got me rocked.
Yeah, I bet, dude. Still even, dude. Who cares, dude? Who cares? It's really just pencil drawings. What court would convict you for that, right?
Yeah.
You know? It's the artist really making you feel that way.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah.
I'm just
trying to hang out. I'm not trying to bust a nut.
Yeah. What's that called? There's like a child born hentai.
It's called entrapment is what it is.
There is a name for like animated cartoon porn that like people are...
Hentai?
No, but there's like a version of hentai. There's a specific name for it. I'm not. It's not like I know the name and I'm pretending.
Oh right,
not,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
Not
what it is. What's it called? I think blah 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 blah. It's like chibi or something like that.
It's
something. It's some weird shit. But it's like the sexualization. But it's like some weird little loophole where it's like I'm 1,000 years old, but I look like a fucking 8-year old.
Yeah. It's a weird
and it's
thing,
like
yeah.
Get out of here, you fucking. Maybe we need another fucking bomb to drop on you.
Yeah.
Fucking knock this fucking goofy little fetishized nonsense out of your brain, dude.
Yeah.
Get you back on samurai time, dude. What's going on?
Maybe Japan was just in a relationship for 7 years. That's why it's getting all crazy.
I
know the feeling a little bit.
I guess, dude.
It really wanted to get dominated.
Yeah.
Damn, dude. It really makes me think.
How you feeling now? Seven months out of the 7-year relationship, where are you at now?
Oh, it's like, it's so funny, too, because people would go through breakups, and I would be like, oh, man, that sucks. I'd be like, what a fucking pussy. Like, I'd never gone through one, so I was like, people are such pussies. And then it went to me, and I was like, oh, my God. I was like, this is what people were feeling the whole time? And I have cried. It's brutally horrendous, but I'm going to be okay.
Yeah, everyone bounces back.
Yeah, you're on field. You're doing all right.
Yeah,
dude. Well, now I'm, like, trying to, like, simmer that stuff down a little bit and kind of like focus on just masturbating more.
You know? Yeah. Yeah.
It's a very
good
tool.
Yeah.
A powerful weapon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Having someone walk in on you, which isn't a crime.
It's not a crime. It's not a crime. It's not technically illegal.
Yeah.
So, yeah. There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
And I don't know. But I think I'm having fun. I don't know. I mean, I'm really allowing myself to be myself recently where I'm like, you know what, dude? Like, I banged a really, really, really fat girl recently, and I was so into it. And I was like, I don't care. I felt no shame the next day. I was like,
Michael Goodberger.
Yeah. On a balcony too. I mean, I really trusted.
Really,
the,
really.
Nice, dude.
But she was like really hot, and I'm so. You ever go through this phase where like I'm really officially done caring what people think about me?
Nice, dude.
Yeah. I mean, I say that, and then like. I'm going to defend not being racist like tomorrow. But that is the one thing that every time I say something.
I like how you're like, I'm done with what people think about me. And then it's like, I had sex with like a fat woman. And it's like, I don't care what people think of me. Like, I don't think people would judge you negatively for having sex with a fat woman.
Of all the things you said on the podcast so far, you're like, I did have sex with a fat woman. Yeah. Don't judge me. I also did cornrows and a Jamaican accent.
But yeah, I don't know. It's like it is a muscle though, like, because I don't think there's just one day where you just stop caring. But I think it's like I want to be better at like working that muscle.
Well, I think it wears down over time.
There is something every guy has of like hooking up with a girl. You think of like if my boys saw this girl, would they be like high five, dude, or would they be like, ew, you did that?
Yeah.
Every guy has a little of that.
Yeah. For God's sake, she's your cousin.
Yeah, which I've never heard a really good argument against. Nice. But yeah, I mean, use condoms and
yeah,
who
dude.
Cares?
And like, honestly, like, who cares, dude? Like, what else are you gonna do at a family reunion?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How old were you when you started dating that girl that you were with like 7 years?
Oh, I was 20.
Yeah, 20.
Yeah,
yeah,
I was 20. So yeah.
Yeah. So were you just in your mind like, this is the person I'm spending the rest of my life with? This is it.
Yeah, and we're like on a thing too, where like we're considering getting back together. We're like working
on stuff. Oh, okay.
Do you want me to cut out that whole sex worker part in the podcast?
No, no. I just might not share. But you can cut it up. Put whatever online. I just might not share that specific video. But
if we do a clip,
yeah, you're welcome to. You're 100.
We bring it up at the wedding. Like I fucking tap. I do the thing where I'm tapping the glass. Like if I could just get a word in, please.
Does anyone here have any reason why these two should not be wed? Joe steps out of the back. He's got his big beard now.
Headcourt dreadlocks.
It's like, but for the sake of understanding it, you got to listen to our whole podcast in context.
Yes.
So we start
playing
the first episode.
You don't want to make the same mistake people are making with Taylor Swift right now, taking things out of context.
That's yikes, dude. That little fucking bigot, dude. Yeah. But also, come on, dude. These little stipulations. Oh, I want to be in America without racism or fucking rape. It's like impossible. It's like the illusion that you fell in love with never existed then.
Yeah. You loved a different person. Yeah. No, the out of context thing is funny. Did you see like, first off, I've been watching The Breakfast Club occasionally.
All the time, dude. Wait, the actual movie or the show?
The show.
Charlamagne?
You always got to clarify, dude.
I start talking to black people like, bro, I fucking love The Breakfast Club, bro. That fucking wrestling guy who like had all that pressure with his dad, bro.
You go to black people, I love The Breakfast Club. Don't you?
Forget
about me.
But really funny.
Forget about Dre. Don't you forget about Dre. Yeah. I saw someone had that meme online.
That is awesome. Funny Charlamagne story. I used to bark for the pair, and Charlamagne, who I thought was Charlamagne, would come up and talk to me, and I thought I was building a relationship with Charlamagne the God.
Yeah.
And then TJ Francis comes up. He goes, I was like, hey, I didn't act weird in front of him, did I? He goes, who do you think that was? I go, that's Charlamagne the God. He goes, no, that's an open mic. So like in my mind, I just thought I was becoming friends with Charlamagne. It's just a random black guy.
Nice.
Nice, dude. Well, you know how they all look the same.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Like, damn, Urkel? No, Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Well, it's like
I was watching the NBA last night. Bill Cosby's dominating out there.
He's killing it. Well, there was something really about psych class where it was called the other race phenomenon, where it's just basically why every race thinks every race looks the same.
Because every race is like the same.
Yeah. Well, it's like every race has slightly different facial features. So, like Chinese people have like differences. Their noses vary.
Yeah.
But their eyes all look the same.
They all have like the same eyes. It's gross. Yeah. All white people have tiny ass little penises. What else, dude? Black guys, big fucking noses, big fucking lips. What else, dude? What
We're
else,
just going
dude?
Through describing the races.
Mexicans, they got all those flies buzzing around them all the time.
Yeah, they're all 5'3".
How do I get your cat off my penis right now?
Oh, Bubs, get out of here. Hey.
Oh, yeah, but the funny thing was, I saw Charlamagne on... I watched Gerard Carmichael on there kind of go in on him, which is because I think Charlamagne's just mean to people like the same way like a 17-year-old would be.
Yeah.
It's like it's not really creative. He's just kind of a dick for absolutely zero reason.
Yeah.
And he'll do the shit too. He'll be like, a lot of people are saying, it's like, you want to just say that's your opinion? He's like, you know, what do you say to the people that say you're a fucking pussy-ass bitch?
Yeah. Just like, nice, dude. Charlamagne fucking rules. Yeah. I love that style of interview.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, no, sources say you're gay.
Yeah.
What do you say to the people who claim that you're an ugly pedophile?
Yeah. What do you say about the people who think you have a much smaller penis than you? But Gerard kind of went in on. But did you guys watch the Gerard Carmichael?
I've been meaning to. Is it funny or is it like
serious?
No,
it's not funny at all.
What, his like, new show?
Yeah.
I saw the clip of him like talking to Tyler, the Creator, about how he's like, I think things got weird between us because I told you I had feelings for you. And then Tyler's just like, ha.
Yeah. He's like, you stupid bitch. Yeah. That's what he said to him.
Well, that's weird. He's gay. Because I watched that show Carmichael.
Yeah.
When it was on NBC. And he was a heterosexual in that.
Yeah. It's crazy how much can change.
And I laughed.
You related to him.
And now that he would do something as vile as to lay with another man.
Yeah.
It's hard. What does that? Does that laughter somehow mean I'm fucking waving a rainbow flag or something? Yeah.
What are you, something like a pickle smoocher?
Yeah.
Yeah. That but goo gobbler. I love Goo Gobbler. That's a great one.
That's a good. That's a masterpiece.
Yeah. So wait, what happened? He was.
But it's somebody because I thought it was cool at first because it's very. He's like, I'm gonna display my whole life. Yeah. Out for people. And then my buddy brought up, he goes, no, this is total bullshit. Because, like, his whole life is, like, him staring out the window in the rain. And I'm like, if it was really him, I realized it would be him just, like, shitting on. Like, real vulnerability would be him just taking fucking fat cum dumps.
You know what I mean?
Where he's just like, ugh! You know what I mean? Shit like that.
Is that
like,
what Charlemagne said to him?
Yeah. Bro, you ain't even taking. What do you say to people that say you ain't taking in fat ass cum dumps? A lot of people out there saying that, you know, I heard Kamala Harris said that you would be. Why don't you be taking cum dumps on the show? You just be looking out the window and shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a lot of gay sex, and I really want.
Is it really?
Yeah, but you don't.
Yikes, dude! I thought that was a bit. I really did think it was like this is a fucking great bit. Pretending to be gay. That's a fucking. That is a fucking
dude,
great
for like
bit.
4 years.
What about pretending to be pansexual to get booked on shows? Okay, Matt, we get it. I did put my. On Facebook, I had my bio as like the most dangerous non-binary comedian in New Jersey.
Fuck yes.
You know? And then like people are like, you're non-binary, right? Do you want to do my show? I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm non-binary.
That's awesome.
I'm the non-binaryist, dude. Yeah. For sure. Dude,
Jared Schwartz said there was a mic over COVID that was like only LGBTQ. And he's like, bro, dude, I'll fucking do it, bro. He's like, and then people are like, you're not gay. He's like, I don't have to explain where I am on the LGBTQ list. Yeah. And it's like, but it's kind of funny because like they couldn't argue. They're like, you know you're not gay. He goes, how do you know I'm not? Okay. Yeah.
I love that you gave him his like fucking Sylvester list too.
Yeah, he's like, got a list. I'm like, yeah, probably.
You're despicable. Hey, bubs.
But
so Charlemagne.
Oh no. What was I saying? I think it would be really funny. First off, if Gerard Carmichael came out on his new special and just coughed up cum onto the microphone, and then just be like, I'm gay.
Did some squats.
I'm gay, dude.
But no, I really want to put like I think everybody should go home and put on the Gerard Carmichael show with their dad and say this is our Beatles, like just to piss off their dad. Like, I love the idea of just doing that. Be like, no, that's John Lennon, that's Paul McCartney.
Would you think it's because it's a black man or because it's a gay man?
Oh, I think it's the gay them more. Yeah. Or people just hate when you compare things to the Beatles or anything. Like that's why George Washington.
There is something unsettling about a feminine gay black man, though.
Mm.
Black men are so masculine.
Yeah, well, I think it's like a. I'm trying to think of where I like. I was wondering this. What if all dudes talk gay and we're just the straight ones? Like the natural male voice is like this,
ooh.
And we're just all putting on. So they're not putting on the show. But what do I think? I want to answer your question about which gays make me the most uncomfortable.
Which gays?
Little
are the
gay
weird.
Chinese dudes are the silliest to me.
Like, yeah, they're the most feminine, dude. You can probably get away with it, dude.
Yeah,
if there
like
was
elves.
Anyone to tempt you, I would say it's Filipino and Chinese gay people.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, they're so smooth and hairless, dude.
Yeah. Their fingertips probably just dance on you.
I bet my fucking cock looks fucking huge going into that asshole.
It's got to be because black men are always so into like power and masculinity that the gay black men seem the strangest, the queerest.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So that's who you would have sex with, Matt? A black man? Fascinating.
No, I'd probably
do
the Asian because it looks most like a woman.
Nice, an Asian dude. With fat tits. Like,
yeah. A fat Asian dude.
Hispanic wouldn't be bad either. They take good care of themselves.
Yeah.
Brazilian would be a good
one. I mean, all Hispanic men are just so gay, dude.
Yeah. I'd fuck Ricky Martin.
Yeah.
But that's like a fun culture, dude. It's like such a fun
in my
culture.
Head, it's like Ricky with an I.
Yeah. What is funny, too, because they are like so homophobic, but just the gayest dude. They're just like doing their eyebrows all the time and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, bro, I'm not like one of these gay
guys. Yeah, which race of gays are the most homophobic? Because like, I think black people are homophobic, but black gays aren't homophobic.
Well, they can't be unless they're like wildly self-loathing.
No, I think Spanish gays are self-loathing gays.
They're closeted.
Yeah,
because it's so Catholic.
Yeah.
And they're such good old dancers too. Like,
they're
such a perfect.
But like their ladies are such bangers.
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of want like I don't know. I've. I'm just thinking about Latin women.
Spanish women?
Yeah. It'll just sidetrack me completely. Yeah. Just thinking about a fat Spanish woman.
Yeah.
Even like the 80-year-old Guatemalan women still have like a giant ass. You're like, how is this possible?
Yeah.
It's insane.
All right. We're at the end of the episode. At the end of each episode for Buff Boys, we pull up a feat of strength to riff about and talk about.
Okay, so like...
What? you about to guess what we're doing?
I have no idea what's going
no,
on.
No, no, we just bring up a feat of strength, something to have accomplished around the world. Some like we brought up like famous strongmen or just different things. This week I found an article. This is from a year ago. The oldest female. We just passed like the year anniversary of the oldest female powerlifter, Edith Murray, passed away at 101 years old.
Did she really?
Yes.
Damn.
She born August 1921. We have some of her.
Can you see what she looks like?
Let's see. There's some old pictures of her, but even there, she's like doing deadlifts over there.
This turns me on.
There you go, dude.
Back in the day.
Fucking strap me up, dude.
Damn, dude.
After being introduced to weightlifting by a friend from her dance class, she had a natural talent for it. She started going to the gym on a regular basis, trying to look at some of the shit. She won a bunch of awards. Deadlift and bench press categories were consistently her top lifts. Some of these are, they do quotes. She bent down and picked it up as if it were her purse. She will not quit. Anything that's hard, it makes her more determined. Oh. It is funny when you read these articles, the people being interviewed have no idea how to sound interesting in any way.
Yeah, the bar was really low. It's like when you see old like cave drawings and there's nothing to compare it to. So like that really looks like David. Like,
yeah,
it's like identical. Yeah.
Oh, here we go. This is fun. Raising five children poses a challenge for any mother, but Edith also endured a hardship of caring for her polio-stricken quadriplegic husband.
And that sucks.
Yeah. So she was a single mother, juggled three jobs while being a powerlifter.
Dang.
All right, this woman, this is why we're doing this, because Taylor Swift came up with an album this week. We need to talk about women power.
Yeah, yeah.
Powerful woman.
Can I see one more picture of when she's young? I'll be honest, it is really getting me going.
Let me see. Yeah, I'm going to look up I'll see if I can get some of her lifts. She was a fundraiser for the March of Dimes. Here we go. I'm not sure which one is her. That's not when she's younger, but that's her lifting weights as an old woman.
Yikes.
Do you think she could like kick the shit out of me at that age?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably.
You
if
think
she's
she
got
spit
some
in my
strength.
Mouth too?
Yeah.
Nice. Hell yes.
Yeah. She was a dancer also. As well, she was in like a dance school when they were just like, hey, there's like a gym next door. And she was like, let me see. And just lifted something. And it's like, I'm going to do this for the rest of my life.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, I'm so strong. I'm going to marry a dude with polio.
Oh, wait. I didn't even catch that. So she married like a weak guy.
Yeah.
Oh, she probably abused the shit out of him.
That's awesome.
Wouldn't change his diaper for days.
Oh my God!
I'll see if I can find a picture of her when she was younger. Now, Edith Murray Trainer. She had a hyphenated last name.
Oh my God!
I mean, if you're that fucking Josh, you're not taking a man's last name.
No, I picture her tying her husband's legs around her waist like a sweater because he had polio. Just like two dangly legs wrapped around while he's just hanging.
Damn, this is her at 100 years old.
Holy shit!
Powerlifting.
Oh my
Deadlifting.
God!
Deadlifting.
Damn,
that's crazy.
I think most of the pictures, so I guess when she was younger, she was just like working all the time, even though she powerlifted. And then it seems like she became like famous as the old woman powerlifter almost.
Yeah.
When she was younger, she was just like, she's just like taking care of her kids and kind of lifting here and there. But she just lived long enough to be like, I'm 100 years old, deadlifting 300 pounds.
Yeah. Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah. So there's not a lot of like young pictures with her. It took 100 years for me to look this good on a t-shirt.
Damn, that sucks, dude.
Yeah. Would you let her dominate you, Michael?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. And she would know the scenario. She would not. I feel like she could improv.
You think
she would
make you call her the N-word?
It's the only way I can come.
Yeah, she would deadlift you.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, God damn.
Yeah, not deadlifting, but you get it.
I did just see like William Shatner recently. Like within the same week, I saw there was the picture of Gene Hackman going around on Twitter. He's 94 years old, and he looks so just like disheveled and whatever. He's 94, fucking whatever. But then it's like William Shatner, who's 93, was on Bill Maher and looks like a normal older man.
Yeah, yeah. Well, then Clint Eastwood looks like shit.
Clint Eastwood looks rough too.
Dying, dude. Yeah.
It just depends on like what you're eating, you know, how you're living.
Who's gonna tell the Asians to get off his lawn? Like, I think there's a new role opening up. It's like the end of the Dark Knight Rises.
Yes.
Yeah, who's the new old racist guy?
Yeah. The what was I saying? William Shit. Yeah. Bill Maher's thing is fucking hilarious.
He rocks.
His show.
Yeah. Oh please.
New rule. Yeah.
We were joking about like Bill Maher getting like abducted by like terrorists because we were watching some movie with terrorists. And he's like, oh please, what are you gonna cut my head off?
Yeah.
I love him.
Yeah.
God bless him.
God bless Bill Maher. Yeah. May he rest in peace.
Yeah. Yeah.
He has like 10 specials on HBO, and all of them are like, am I wrong?
Yeah. That's like that. Literally the name of one of his specials is Am I Wrong? Yeah.
Come on, people.
Apparently he has a huge... I didn't know this. He only likes fucking like black hookers.
Who wouldn't? Thing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't blame him.
Yeah. He... he's like a old school like Hugh Hefner guy. Never had kids, never got married. He just... Yeah.
Has
that
a huge...
That sounds awful, dude.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, dude. I want to be a happily married man.
With the family?
No, I want to at least have like more dogs. I want to have like a dog plantation.
Yeah.
That's a hilarious day for it. Yeah, well, that... Yeah, he doesn't seem happy, to be honest.
No, he doesn't. Bill Maher. He looks like a miserable guy, and he has to make other people miserable. Like, he's going to smoke a joint in front of Steve-O. Like, honestly, dude, if somebody was like, hey, can you like not smoke a joint in front of me? I'd be like, oh, okay, yeah, sorry, I don't want to, like, fuck it. But
oh, yeah, Steve-O was going to be on his podcast, and he was like, if you could just not smoke, so respond to my sobriety, and he said, just don't do that. The show is me getting high.
It's so funny, too, because it's such a, like, a eighth grader's idea of what's a good podcast. Or, like, when I first started podcasting, I was like, how about we fucking... We smoke weed, and it's just like a laid-back conversation.
Damn, that's actually pretty fucking great, dude.
Yeah.
But it's like, it is a very, like funny idea that he's like, he thinks it's like, it's a nuanced thing. I'm like, you can just do a podcast without getting high. Like, it'll be fine.
No, it's impossible, actually. It is actually really fucking hard, dude. It's actually impossible.
It can't be done.
All right, man. Well, where can people find you? Where can we see you next, dude?
Oh, please.
Plug it, baby.
Michael Good Comedy. You know, if you tell me you heard me on this podcast... And you want to follow on Instagram, I'll follow you back. Just say you heard me on this podcast. I don't care about the ratio. But if you just want to follow me because you like me and you don't want me to follow you back, then just follow me. Michael Good Comedy, Morning Good Podcast. Episode 3, I had a transracial woman on.
Yikes.
Yes. But it gets way better.
Rachel Dolezal?
No, Martina Big, or her African name, Mailaka Kumbwa.
No way, dude. Whoa, I love this bitch.
Yeah, she's this German woman. She's like, why can't I be a black lady?
That's awesome.
Yeah, but that was, by the way, that's one of the worst episodes.
A Schwarzer.
Yeah. That's just one of the worst episodes. So listen to the newer ones. Okay. But if you ever want to see something crazy, that's episode 3. But nice. Thank you, Michael Good Comedy, Morning Good Podcast on YouTube. And thank you guys. Appreciate it a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next time. Yeah.